Welcome to this Hungry Planet podcast. I'm Cleo Darcy.
And I'm Darren Eastburn. In each podcast, we will review a major concept or issue, we'll clarify a possible point of confusion, and we'll provide questions for review. The major concept for this podcast is the bacteria. What characteristics do all bacteria share?
First, bacteria are tiny, single-celled organisms, in contrast to fungi, plants, and animals, which are all multicellular. A single bacterium is pretty small, smaller, in fact, than the spores produced by fungi.
Each bacterium is prokaryotic, meaning that its genetic material is not contained within a membrane-bound nucleus. Rather, the genetic material is a single DNA chromosome that is tangled within an area of the cell called a nucleoid. This feature also distinguishes bacteria from fungi, plants, and animals, which are all eukaryotic organisms with genetic material contained within the nuclei of their cells.
Like plants and fungi, most bacteria have cell walls that determine their shape. Most plant pathogenic bacteria are rod-shaped or bacilliform. A few specialized plant pathogenic bacteria lack cell walls and can be variable in shape or partially helical.
Most plant pathogenic bacteria have flagella, external structures that rotate to propel the cells short distances through liquids. Unlike fungi, which can grow towards a host, bacterial cells can sense compounds that leak from plant cells, such as sugars and amino acids, and then swim towards potential hosts, a process called chemotaxis.
Bacteria reproduce by fission, a process in which a single cell divides into two identical cells following the replication of the chromosomal DNA. This asexual reproduction process can be very quick when environmental conditions are favorable, leading to rapid increases in bacterial populations.
Bacteria have very limited opportunities for exchange of genetic information between cells, as occurs during the sexual reproduction of fungi, plants, and animals. The most important means of introducing variability into a bacterial population is through mutation, or errors introduced into the DNA during replication. Since some bacteria can divide every 20 minutes, there is ample opportunity for them to change and evolve.
While fungi often survive adverse conditions as spores, most plant pathogenic bacteria have no special survival structures. Desiccation and ultraviolet radiation can quickly kill unprotected bacteria. Therefore, most bacteria only survive in protected conditions, such as in a plant host or an insect vector, while a few can survive as saprophytes in the soil. The bacteria are spread from these sources in flowing and windblown water, by vectors, or as contaminants on tools and machinery. Their survival, therefore, depends on producing large numbers of offspring.
The point of confusion for this podcast is the term inoculum. For any plant disease, inoculum must be present to initiate the first or primary disease cycle, as well as any subsequent or secondary disease cycles. Inoculum is the structure or part of the pathogen that initiates disease. For fungal diseases, the inoculum is often a spore, such as the Uridinia spore of the coffee rust fungus Humelia vastatrix. In fungal disease cycles, the primary inoculum and the secondary inoculum may be different structures of the fungus.
This situation for bacterial diseases is much simpler. The inoculum is simply the bacterium itself. If you remember that inoculum must be a structure of the pathogen and that bacteria only exist in one form as unicellular organisms, you will realize that the bacterium itself is the only possible inoculum in these disease cycles.
Remember, inoculum must be a structure of the pathogen, such as a spore or bacterial cell, and cannot be the plant or an environmental factor.
If you can answer the following questions, congratulations! You have mastered some new terms and some important ideas in plant pathology.
What is the difference between a prokaryote and a eukaryote?
What are two similarities and two differences between plant pathogenic bacteria and fungi?
How do plant pathogenic bacteria survive, and how are they disseminated?
What is the primary inoculum and what is the secondary inoculum for a plant disease caused by a bacterium? We're Darcy
and Eastburn
for Hungry Planet.